Welcome. I'm going to invite you to find a comfortable position where as many body parts as possible can feel supported. Usually laying down can be a good option. Lay on your back. On a soft but firm kind of surface. Yeah, and just take a moment to remember that there's nothing that has to happen here. We're here to welcome everything and anything you experience here. The parts of you that may go activated, pursuing, perhaps even protecting. And also the parts of you that may be relaxing, letting go, resting, perhaps even surrendering. As you breathe, feel free to move as much as you need to find a position that feels right for now, in which you can stay for a little longer without effort. And then notice what you notice. Sense what you sense. As you close your eyes and remove the visual stimulation, notice what opens up inside you. Maybe some other images or words, thoughts, ideas. Maybe some sensations in the body. Or senses around you, the lighting around you, sounds around you. Temperature of the air. As you breathe. Yeah, you notice if there are any how your internal rhythm is right now. All your internal paces, all your internal rhythms. Thinking, breathing. Digesting. And see if there's a point when sensations in your body come more salient in your awareness. Perhaps you may have noticed sensations in your body long ago. As soon as we lay down, if something got uncomfortable, that will quickly draw your focus naturally. So if there is any region, any area in your body that feels uncomfortable right now, just notice it. Focus on it for a moment. Say, "Hi, I see you." And notice how, as you focus on this potentially uncomfortable area, what happens to your breathing? And what could your breathing do to this moment now? And then see if, even if there are maybe parts of you that feel uncomfortable, see if you could expand your focus a little and notice what else is there right here, right now, in your body. See if you can notice parts of you that feel supported, maybe quiet, perhaps even relaxed. And if you'd like to direct your focus toward your feet and play a little bit with having your mind notice your feet. It's a little bit the idea of controlling the mind, but in a gentle manner, inviting the mind. And maybe even inviting the mind to focus on your feet, and maybe even having your feet move a little so that your mind feels more naturally inclined to notice them, attend to them, focus on them. Until your feet can go quiet and your mind can still notice them. Their temperature, their weight, their position in the space. The distance or proximity between your big toes and how the heels feel supported on the mat. Then noticing your ankles a little and your calves and shins. See if your calves feel supported somewhere, or if they feel sustained somehow. What do you prefer? Sometimes, even if we want to have the hips flex a little, the knees bent, for any reason, you can still have your thighs and calves supported with a big pillow underneath them. Feel free to offer yourself that if you need or want. Noticing the space from one thigh to the other, your groin, your hips, your glutes. The whole pelvic girdle. And if there is a point when your mind wanders or distracts or gets stuck into something, it's all right. Just notice that. And see if you want to invite your mind back to your body. Right here, right now. Noticing, perhaps having your hands rest on your hip bone somewhere. Letting your palms kind of sit on your hip bones in such a way that no effort is needed for your hands to stay there. Your elbows can be well supported beside you. And then if you want to have your hands a little lower or higher, totally fine. And notice if anything about this contact of your hands with your body may intrigue your mind right now or engage your mind right now. Maybe the temperature of your hands compared to the temperature of your body. Maybe the weight of your hands on you. Maybe some the sense of bones underneath your hands, inside you, and the solidity of those bones. Hip bones or ribs, wherever your hand landed. If there is a sense of some movements inside you, digestion, breathing, any kind of fluidity. As you breathe. Noticing your spine spread through the mat from your tailbone to your skull. How long does your spine feel right now? As you breathe. Noticing your shoulder blades resting beside your spine, your arms resting beside you, the space in your armpits, forearms, elbows. If your elbows are bent or straight, if they feel relaxed or tight somehow. Just notice. Feel free to adjust any of this at any point so that less effort is needed. Just stay where you are now. As you breathe, noticing the wave of air traveling through your body, through your nose, through your mouth, throat, chest, perhaps your tummy. Maybe the breathing movements can go all the way to your lower back and pelvic floor. And then I'm going to invite you to place one of the bean bags or towel underneath your back, between the shoulder blade and the spine, on the one side, and then the other one on the other side. You can kind of gently roll your body to one side and tuck it in the opposite side, and then the other way around, and until you have your spine resting between the bean bags or towels. And then take a moment to notice sensations around your neck, jaw, face, eyes. As you first place these bean bags there, what happens to your breathing? What happens to your thoughts? What happens to the expression in your face? Notice the breathing movements traveling through your body. Maybe all the way to the bean bags. When you breathe in, your body expands, increasing the contact with the bean bags. When you breathe out, you recoil, and the volume of the bean bags may nest within your fibers, reaching deeper layers. Sometimes this contact with the bean bags may feel like pressure. Sometimes it may feel like support. Just notice that. And little by little, see if you want to bend your knees and place your feet on the mat. Finding a good place for your feet to be well planted on. Notice perhaps subtle changes, or maybe pronounced changes in your experience as you've changed slightly the position of your legs, little change in context, physical part of your context, As you breathe, remember that at any point, if it feels too much and to the point that it's hard to breathe, maybe you can back off, remove the beanbags at any point. There's no problem with that. If it feels good, then good. If it feels somehow challenging, but you can handle it, then see if you can keep working on, maintaining your breathing, flowing, and undoing unnecessary efforts, like in your hands, or in your jaw, or in your forehead. As you breathe and slowly think of pressing one of your feet into the mat and release it. And play with this a couple of times, pressing that one foot into the mat and releasing. And notice how the forces travel through your body as you press and as you release. What movements are propagated through your body, replaying through your body. And then see if you're gonna try with the other foot a little bit, pressing into the floor and releasing. Couple of times as you breathe until you take a pause, letting your legs rest again, and observing and letting the pause be a pause. Noticing the pause, noticing this silence of movements. And then again, see if you'd like to bend your knees and place your feet on the mat. And think of pressing both feet into the mat. And notice how that moves your body ever so slightly, subtly, gently. As you press both feet and then you release it, micro movements, micro efforts. If it feels all right and if your body wants it, or feels ready for it, you could try pressing both feet into the floor in such a way that your pelvis goes up. And maybe all the way up, like a bridge, so that the beanbags, the upper end of the beanbags, reach your upper traps, and your upper back receives more contact or pressure from the beanbags. And see how that feels to you, how that feels to your upper back. And play with this a couple of times if you'd like. As you breathe, if at any point you feel the impulse to stretch out, go for it. Feel free. Give your body what it's asking for. Yeah. And once you feel complete with this experiment, raising your pelvis, take a moment to roll to the side, remove the beanbags, and then lay on your back again in whatever feels like a neutral position, resting position, and relax for a moment, taking a pause and observing this pause, savoring the waves of aftertaste as we ended the intervention with the beanbags or towels, and just noticing the sensations that come up. Here and there, sensations of temperature, sensations of weight, sensations of space, sensations of support, not only around your back where you worked with the beanbags, but also in more satellite areas in your body, your feet, your hands, your face, your stomach. As you breathe, noticing what's your spontaneous breathing state right now compared to the beginning. What's the spontaneous state of mind right now compared to when you first laid down here today? Yeah, all your internal rhythms, pace of your thoughts. Yeah, and see if there is any part of you that wants to move, in which case, go ahead and move. However you like. If there isn't yet any part wanting to move, take a moment to say goodbye to this quieter state. First by just acknowledging it and embracing it and, you know, reminding yourself that this quiet state is yours, is inside you. No one can take that away from you. You can get there anytime you need. And then see if you'd like to invite movement. Starting gently, inviting your toes to wiggle a little, maybe your fingers, maybe your nose, Maybe at this point a yawn might come up. And feel free to yawn through your mouth, but also yawn with your arms, ribs, yawn with your hips, calves, turning, twisting, changing positions. Perhaps lay on your side or resting in child's pose, fetal position facing the ground, whatever you like. It's a bit of a transitional phase before we get up with no rush. Give yourself time to stay in the transitional phase and just sense that for a moment. Taking stock, you know, of new angles, new supports compared to the previous moment. Yeah, until you can come up to a seated position. If you want to bring your hands somewhere on you, maybe in your heart, and in whatever words you want to use to yourself, take a moment to thank yourself for offering this moment to you. And thank every part of your body, mind, breath, heart, brain, for all the possibilities you did experience here today. Yeah. I thank you so much for being here. I invite you to open your eyes and face space ahead of you, take in the images ahead of you, the colors, the shades, lights. Yeah, and see how you feel toward whatever is ahead of you now, while at the same time perhaps noticing your seat bones sitting wherever you're seated, feeling your feet supported somewhere, your spine, each vertebra in your spine supporting one another, your skull supported by your spine. Yeah, if you can have a sense of being supported as you face whatever is ahead of you. Thank you.